This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green reporting via remote. Police are investigating a deadly mass shooting in northeast Thailand. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Dozens of people have been killed when a gunman opened fire on a childcare center in northeastern Thailand. Local officials have confirmed that at least 20 children have been killed in the shooting in the town of Nong Bua Lamphu. Regional police said the attacker took his own life shortly after the killing spree. According to local media, the gunman also used knives in the attack before fleeing the building. Unconfirmed reports are saying the gunman was a former police officer. I'm Karen Chamas.
Leaders from around 44 European countries are gathering in Prague Thursday to launch a European political community aimed at boosting security and economic prosperity across the continent. The summit includes the 27 members of the European Union, along with Britain and Turkey and other nations from across the Balkans and Eastern Europe. The forum is the brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron and backed by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The one major European power not invited is Russia. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said the meeting is a way of looking for a new order without Russia in the wake of Moscow's nearly eight-month-old invasion of Ukraine. Iranian-American Bakir Namazi arrived Wednesday in the United Arab Emirates to receive medical care after being allowed to leave Iran. Iran convicted the 84-year-old former United Nations official of collaborating with a hostile government in 2016 and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. He was transferred to house arrest in 2018 on medical grounds. Namazi's son, Siamak, was also convicted in 2016 on the same charges. The United States says the charges against both father and son are baseless. This is VOA News. A former official with the online ride-sharing firm Uber has been convicted for allegedly covering up the company's data breach. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The former chief security officer for Uber has been convicted of trying to cover up a 2016 data breach in which hackers access millions of customer records. Authorities say Joseph Sullivan was convicted Wednesday in San Francisco of federal charges for concealing the breach in which hackers stole data of 57 million users and 600,000 driver's license numbers. Prosecutors say Sullivan concealed the breach from the Federal Trade Commission and secretly paid the hackers $100,000 in return for promising not to release the data. Uber's new management uncovered the truth in 2017 and made the breach public. The hackers pleaded guilty in 2019 to computer fraud conspiracy charges. Sullivan remains free on bond pending sentencing and could face a total of 8 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Malaysia's state-run media says Prime Minister Ismail Yaacob may propose a date to formally dissolve parliament when he meets with the country's monarch on Thursday. Ismail is under pressure from some factions of his ruling coalition to hold parliamentary elections ahead of next year's planned vote in order to secure a stronger mandate. He is also dealing with party infighting. Malaysia is a constitutional monarchy, and the king typically acts on the prime minister's advice. But the king does have certain discretionary powers, including withholding consent for dissolution of the parliament. China's remote Xinjiang region is the latest to be hit with sweeping COVID-19 travel restrictions. Reports Thursday said trains and buses in and out of the region of 22 million people have been suspended, while passenger numbers on flights have been reduced to 75% capacity. The National Health Commission announced just 93 cases in Xinjiang on Wednesday and 97 on Thursday, all of them asymptomatic. The restrictions are similar to rules imposed in other Chinese cities under the government's draconian zero COVID policy, which has been closely identified with Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, who is expected to receive a third five-year term in office at this month's Communist Party Congress. Repeating our top story, police in Thailand say more than 30 people were killed Thursday in a mass shooting at a child care center in the country's northeast. At least 22 of the victims were children. News outlets say the suspected gunman later shot and killed his family and then himself. Police have identified the suspect as an ex-police officer. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.